I'd like to begin our meeting by acknowledging that Ottawa is built on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. The peoples of the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation have lived on this territory for millennia. Their culture and presence have nurtured and continue to nurture this land. The City of Ottawa honors the people and the land of the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. The City of Ottawa honors all First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples and their valuable past and present contributions to this land. Today, we are joined by two elders of the Anishinaabe Algonquin host nation. Elder Albert Dumont, a member of Kitikenzibi Anishinaabeg, is also known as South Wind. He is an Algonquin traditional teacher, an Ottawa poet laureate, a storyteller, and a speaker. We are honored to have you with us today. Elder Ron Bernard is an Anishinaabe Algonquin knowledge keeper. His archaeological knowledge has served the Algonquins of Pickwagnigan First Nation for many years. Elder Ron was also a band council member for many years, and his political experience is of great significance to the Anishinaabe Algonquins. Elders Dumont and Bernard, I turn the floor over to you.
Quay, and good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin by just letting you know that the Anishinaabe Algonquin creation story begins on this territory. We are a people who became known as the people of the Great River. And whenever I say the Great River, I'm speaking about the Ottawa River. The river to us is as much of our identity as human beings as the blood in flowing in our veins. That's how important the river is to us. You know, it was a trade route, and it's good for you to know that nobody entered our territory that didn't respect Algonquin protocols. That's the way it always was. That was the way that made sense, and that still makes sense. The Algonquins, whenever we went into somebody else's territory, we respected their protocols. And it's good to whatever your cultural background is, for people to never forget about honoring the protocols of a host nation. I'd like to, these kind of meetings are important and mean a lot to human beings, you know, to citizens, to people who want to make a better country, a better province, and a better city. So this prayer now is important. It's a prayer from an elder named Bill Twain, who was a Second World War veteran. And this is a beautiful prayer. You know, that's Mr. Twain said that his family line kept this prayer alive for possibly thousands of years. And this is it. I want to say to the good spirit, Minu Manito, how grateful we are for everything that Creator placed in our homelands that help human beings to live well. We acknowledge and honor every tree, river, lake, and stream. Acknowledge and honor every bird, animal, fish, and all the good human beings. We're grateful for all those things in the sky world and all those things that live beneath the surface of the earth. We're grateful, too, for the bees and all the other insects that help the plants to grow. We're grateful for our medicines and for our ceremonies. We're grateful for our ability to prepare ourselves spiritually for that spirit world that will begin when the short physical life ends. We're grateful for our ability to bring peace and comfort to one another during times of troubles and in times of anguish. We ask you now, good spirit, to fill the space that we're in with your blessings and to touch each of us with the wisdom of our Anishinaabe ancestors. We ask that there will be good words spoken here today, strong words that will impact all of us emotionally and spiritually. We ask that if there's anyone who's listening to this prayer who has a relative or a friend who's suffering somehow, whether from addiction things or depression or some kind of physical sickness, we ask that that relative or friend will have a good day today and that they will return soon to the family as a role model and as a mentor. We ask these things of you, good spirit, because of the great respect we have for everything that Creator has made. Miigwech, I know we're going to have a good meeting.
Uh, Elder Bernard?
Can you hear me?
We can, sir.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ron Bernard. I'm a member of the Algonquins of Pequawkinagan First Nation, and I'm a retired member of Pequawkinagan First Nation Council. I've served 20 years on that council, and today I'd like to provide welcome to the panelists to the Algonquin First Nation territory, and just like to say that I think this is a great move forward toward the development of the civic cultural protocol for communications and cultural partnership with the City of Ottawa. So, miigwech.
Miigwech. Today we've received no regrets, and so will the committee coordinator please call the roll.
My pleasure, Councillor. Councillor Deans.
Here.
Councillor Dudas.
Here.
Councillor El Shantieri.
Here.
Conseiller Fleury.
Bonjour.
Councillor Kavanaugh.
Here.
Councillor Kitts.
Here.
Councillor McKenney.
Present.
Councillor Meehan.
Here.
Councillor Tierney.
Present.
Vice Chair Eagle Eye.
Here.
And Chair Lulaf.
I am present. Thank you very much, Joey. Certainly appreciate it. And thank you again so much, Elders Dumont and Bernard, for joining us today, for your blessing and for your inspiring words. Je vous remercie de vous nous joindre aujourd'hui. Today, we mark a significant milestone in the city's journey to reconciliation. The committee will consider the City of Ottawa, Anishinaabe, Algonquin Civic Cultural Protocol. This protocol has been developed since 2016 in full collaboration with host nation chiefs, elders, representatives, and community members. It frames the relationship between the City of Ottawa and the Anishinaabe Algonquin host nation and will be a guide to our partnerships and shared action in the areas of arts, heritage, and culture. We'll hear more about this civic cultural protocol from Dan Chenier, General Manager of Recreation, Cultural, and Facility Services, Natalie Zuniga, our Indigenous Cultural Developer and Host Nation Representatives, shortly. I'd like to take a moment first to note that the protocol is a key action within the City's Reconciliation Action Plan, which Council approved in February 2018 as a response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action. Le protocole est un élément clé du plan d'action pour la réconciliation de la ville que le Conseil a approuvé en février 2018 en réponse aux appels à l'action de la Commission de vérité et réconciliation. The city has made progress on all of the action items from the Reconciliation Action Plan, and many have been completed, including the flags of Algonquin Anishinaabe Nation Tribal Council, Algonquins of Pequawkinagan First Nation, were permanently installed in council chambers in Marion Dewar Plaza at City Hall and the Mayor's Office. The public art team has adapted their process for acquiring art by making it easier for Indigenous artists to apply and to have their art considered for purchase. Children's Services has leveraged provincial funding to support a licensed Indigenous-led child care center, child and family programs, and funding for the early Indigenous years circle. The city also took on many new actions, including council approving the renaming of Langevin Avenue and Prince of Wales Bridge after the late Algonquin elder William Kamanda. The city installed Algonquin wayfinding wheels by an Algonquin artist at all LRT stations and City Hall. as part of LRT Stage 2. Baseline Station will be renamed Algonquin, and the Dominion Station will be renamed Kichizibi, based on the Algonquin name for the Ottawa River. And near and dear to my heart, obviously, is the Ottawa Public Library and National Archives Joint Facility Project was named Adisoke, a gift from the host nation, which refers to the telling of stories. The name was provided by elders and members of the Kitigan-Zibi Anishinaabeg and the Algonquins of Pickwagnagon First Nation. That is an ongoing partnership and one that continues to blossom. La ville a créé un nouveau poste pour diriger l'intervention dans la réconciliation et raffermir la relation de la ville avec les Premières Nations et les communautés Inuits et Métis locales. And the first person to take on that new role has joined us today. I am honored to welcome the city's new program manager for Indigenous Relations, Lindsay Kirby-McGregor, who joined the Community and Social Services Department team on March 1st. Welcome. It is very nice to have you with us. Thank you so much for the work that you've undertaken and the work that you will continue to do. Lindsay is a member of Whitefish River First Nation, raised in the Ottawa area. She's worked with many Indigenous organizations and their partners across Ottawa and has also lived and worked in Nunavik, Quebec. In her previous roles with the Minwashan Lodge as an Indigenous program manager at Willis College, she supported and created programs to support Indigenous women as they transition to careers in metropolitan communities like Ottawa. In her more recent work with the emergency management team at Calian, Lindsay contributed to many training, planning, and review projects with First Nations and tribal councils, municipal, provincial, and federal governments, and multi-jurisdictional stakeholders, as well as businesses. Lindsay is an experienced technical writer, educator, program planner, evaluator, and manager, holds a Master of Education from the University of Ottawa, and a Bachelor of Social Work with an Indigenous specialization from the University of Victoria. She's contributed to the development and evaluation of several Indigenous programs and hopes this lens will help contribute to planning that meets the needs of Indigenous communities. Lindsay's a board member of the Indigenous Arts Collective of Canada, which organized the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation's event, Remember Me, on Parliament Hill on September 30th, 2021. Elle est également membre du comité d'éducation autochtone du Conseil des écoles catholiques de Centre-Est. And she brings to this new role a thorough understanding of the complexities involved in setting strategic direction for a city looking to develop collaborative relationships with Indigenous peoples. Nous sommes honorés que Lindsay se joigne à l'équipe de la ville d'Ottawa. Welcome and thank you for joining. We now have one more thing before we move on to business. We have an annual report from the Accessibility Advisor. Item number one, Recreation, Cultural, and Facilities Services Department. This is the City of Ottawa, Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation Civic Cultural Protocol and Implementation Plan 2022 to 2026. I will now turn this over for a presentation from Dan Chenier, and who will introduce our co-presenters, who will briefly present the engagement process and collaboration with the Anishinaabe Algonquin host nation.
Thank you, Chair, and Joey, if I could have the presentation up, that would be great. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see everyone. Bonjour à tous, quoi. We're honored and delighted to be here today to present the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation Civic Cultural Protocol and its five-year implementation plan. And I emphasize that because that is really the plan that is going to demonstrate our commitment to the protocol through some concrete actions in 19 areas of cultural work. This protocol is the culmination of several years of dedicated commitment to developing a strong partnership with host nation partners, and is intended really to frame the relationship between the city and the Anishinaabe Algonquin host nation on cultural matters and provide a guide in interaction, partnership development, and shared actions in areas of arts, heritage, and culture. Of course, we are hoping that it lays the groundwork for collaboration in many more areas, but this particular protocol is focused on culture. Next slide, please, Joey. And I've lost my screen. Okay, there we go.
Just one moment, Dan.
Oh, okay.
It won't be long.
Perfect.
I'd also like to recognize that Chief Linda Robinson has joined us as well as Chief Dylan White Duck. Thank you very much for joining us today.
The slide you see in front of you identifies the key Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation partners that have worked with the city for several years now. And participated in the development of the documents that we're presenting today. Cette diapositive identifie les partenaires clés dans le développement du protocole. And they include the Algonquin Anishinaabe National Tribal Council, the Algonquin Nation Programs and Services Secretariat, the Algonquins of Piknoctuan First Nation, and the Kitizanzibi First Nation. We're very honored today to have with us, and the chair has already mentioned a few of the participants, but these have been key partners, and we're delighted that they were able to be here with us today. Acting Grand Chief Savannah McGregor from Algonquin's Anishinaabe Nation Tribal Council, Grand Chief Lisa Robinson from Algonquin Nation Programs and Services Secretariat, Chief Dylan White Duck, Kitizanzibi Anishinaabe First Nation, and Councillor Dan Kohoko, Algonquin Piknoctuan First Nation and Project Lead. And of course, joining me today from staff is Natalie Zuninga. Natalie has been our lead on this project. Natalie works with, many of you will know, Nicole Zuger and Kathy Shepard-Tiki, who are also key leads on this file and have over the years really made this partnership possible and represented the city so well in terms of our work with the host partners. Next slide, please, Joy. What you're seeing on this slide is a cover of the renewed action plan for arts, heritage, and culture. And we're showing you this because in 2010, City Council approved this document. And, you know, it was 2 years in the making. And one of the critical pieces of this document was a statement to honor and recognize Aboriginal First Nation, Inuit, and Métis culture and recognize Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation as the Indigenous community in Ottawa by developing a civic protocol, communication, and cultural partnership opportunities. So this is really kind of the foundational document that got us launched in this direction and that has brought us to today. Next slide, please, Joey. The chair has already mentioned that several of the initiatives that have been undertaken, and as this project moved along and consultation developed into some concrete ideas, our staff and the partners were quick to seize upon those and where possible implement whatever we could in a timely way. And so already, and the chair has mentioned some of these, commemorative artwork at City Hall, Marion Dewar Plaza, the flags on the plaza and in the chambers, the honoring statement that was developed that we have now shared with several other agencies, the Ottawa Public Library, with Ottawa Public Health, and others to spread the word and essentially share with them the good work that we have done. Next slide, please. A key piece of the work that we've done over the last few years has been not only to do work here in Ottawa, but also to undertake visits. And the slide shows here staff visits to both Piknoctuan and the Algonquin and Anishinaabe Nation a tribal council, and this has been an invaluable piece of the learning experience and the sharing experience, and really helped deepen our understanding of what this protocol needed to be and what some of the actions needed to touch on. Next slide, please. And even though recreation, culture, and facilities as a department were involved in our cultural unit, we reached out to several parts of the city and partners, and some of them are listed here, archives, Office of Protocol, the library, in order to make it a comprehensive approach to what we are doing. And that has, as you will see when you look at the implementation plan, there is a little bit of something for everyone way beyond just one department that we hope will all come to fruition. Natalie is going to take over now. And one of the things I can say about Natalie and the culture team is that their dedication puts us in really good standing for the next part of this, because even though this is a protocol, the really important part is the implementation plan. And I have every confidence, having seen the commitment of these staff over the last few years and the great relationship that they have built with the partners, that we're going to get good results, and that when we report back to you, there will be significant accomplishment in terms of implementing the protocol. So Natalie, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan. Good morning, everybody. I will be talking about the content of the protocol. Can you please pass to the next slide? So the civic cultural protocol is structured in five parts. The preamble explains the origin of the protocol that you have heard from Dan's presentation already. It introduces the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation and the city of Ottawa, a city, as partners. And it identifies the city of Ottawa commitment to continue collaborating with the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. And this collaboration be rooted in respect, in mutual respect and responsibility. Part two of this protocol provides the definition that you have it in the slide there. So the civic cultural protocol frames and establishes a formal relationship between parties, providing a guide for relationship building, for partnership development, and for shared action. And in this case, in the actions would be in arts, heritage, and culture. Part two also outlines the goals and benefits of establishing a cultural protocol. Please, could you pass the slide? Part three of the protocol provides the broad existing context of since time immemorial concepts, as well as local, provincial, national and international guidelines and legislation that form the foundational contextual information essential to deepen the understanding, facilitate relationship building, and support the collaboration in between the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation and the City of Ottawa. Some of this some examples of these concepts and documents and guideline documents are in this slide. Could you pass the next slide, please? Part three also presents the mutually developed principles and commitments for working in collaboration. So as you can see, you know, these principles and commitments have been put forward by the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation and the City of Ottawa cultural and partner services areas. Next slide, please. Part four of the protocol provides important background information on the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation, including the definition of unceded territory, the identification of the 11 federally recognized Anishinaabe Algonquin First Nations and tribal councils, and the context around urban Anishinaabe Algonquin members living and working in Ottawa. Next slide, please. Finally, part five is the implementation plan. We have learned that commitment is demonstrated through action. Actually, it was one of the first things that we heard directly from former chief from Kirigansibi Anishinaabe First Nation, Gilbert White Duck, in our first meeting that we had in October of 2010. The implementation plan then translates our commitment into action. It was developed by the city's Cultural Development and Initiative Unit with the collaboration of City of Ottawa Cultural and Connected Services, who crafted objectives and actions in 19 areas of municipal cultural work. You can see, you know, those 19 areas in this word cloud in this slide. One example of this objectives and actions is the cultural awareness building about the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation through the creation of an educational video in collaboration with the nation. This is an action that is currently under development. To monitor the implementation of this protocol and the implementation of this plan, a consultative cultural circle will be established in 2022 with representatives of the 11 federally recognized Anishinaabe Algonquin First Nations. They will gather 2 to 3 times per year, and as I mentioned, to monitor the implementation of the plan and to provide or respond to specific questions from various City of Ottawa departments. The protocol and the implementation plan are living documents to be reviewed for relevance and measured for accountability every 5 years. We are committed to continue learning and collaborating, working together with the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. Thank you.
Okay, Dan, I don't know who you want to turn it over to next.
Oh, thank you, Chair. I believe that now is the time for the chiefs and the representatives to speak. I leave it to you to call on them to say a few words.
Acting Grand Chief Savannah McGregor.
Acting Grand Chief, please go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Bon matin à tous. Hello. It's my pleasure to be here. What a great day, and to see this work come to fruition and to be presented here means so very much to our nation. I'd like to acknowledge the good work that has been done in an extremely appropriate way. It sets the bar to future working relations, and that is key to moving forward in a good way that truly honors the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. This protocol is a step forward in honoring our history and our future on our unceded territory. And I'd like to commend all parties' efforts that have made this a reality, for following through with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's Call to Action, Article 57. Miigwech, for your ongoing commitment and for working with us in collaboration. On April 13th, the vote is yours, and it would be beautiful to have it be a yes. And Miigwech.
Thank you, Grand Chief. Grand Chief Lisa Robinson, please go ahead.
Kwe Kekina, Mino Kijigen. Hello, everyone. Bonjour à tous. It's a nice day, is what I stated in my language here. And today I'm coming to you from Timiskaming First Nation, which is located at the top of the Gitchisibi or the Great River. Weather-wise, it may not be a nice day, a little bit of rain, freezing rain, but, you know, it is a nice day that, you know, we're at this point now where this Algonquin Nation and City of Ottawa Civic Cultural Protocol and Implementation Plan is taking a huge step. So it is a momentous day, you know. And with that being said, I would like to acknowledge and say Chi-Migwich to our elders, Elder Dumont and Elder Bernard, for, you know, providing their thoughts and their energy and opening us up here in a good way today. And I would also like to commend everybody that has been involved in the development of this. This work has been, you know, took some time to do. And, you know, and especially central to this was the City of Ottawa Culture and Arts and Heritage Department. They've been instrumental in making this work happen. So I'd just like to really say Chi-Migwich to them. You know, the intent of this document was to work in the spirit of collaboration. So I'm really happy to be here and speak to this, you know, in partnership. And it's such an important key partner to have us and the City of Ottawa. The City of Ottawa is located in the heart of Algonquin territory. You know, our people have been here since time immemorial and will continue to be here. So working on this aspect, talking about culture and heritage is so central to land. And that is the key element, you know, in terms of this work moving forward. Elder Dumont referred to the creation story and the Gitchisibi and how that is so tied to our identity as Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. And I'm so glad to see that being such a huge part of this plan, and that we, as the right, you know, rights and title holders to the territory, were involved in this process and that we were at the table with this process. So Chi-Migwich for making that happen, City of Ottawa. It's a meaningful relationship. It's a relationship that, you know, we look forward to continuing to develop. This is a first step. We have a solid framework. We're excited to go. And it is a first step, you know, and we talk about reconciliation in this day. Well, you know, following through with the implementation of this plan is a form of reconciliation. And that's where it counts. You know, in our language, I'm told by our elders that we do not have a word for sorry. Because the way we look at it is that that is represented by your actions. So the City of Ottawa, you have a really great plan with a lot of key actions in it. And I look forward to that work and how it's going to carry out and continue to involve us with the consultative circle, which involves representation from all of the 11 Anishinaabe Algonquin nations to continue this work forward. So again, in the spirit of reconciliation, we look forward to walking this path forward with our relationship and partner, the City of Ottawa, and seeing where this is going to take us. This is the start of something good. And it's been a long time coming. And I think, you know, it'll continue to grow and develop. And I look forward to that relationship continuing. Chi-Migwich.
Chi-Migwich, Grand Chief. Reconciliation, that's exactly what we're looking for today. Incredible. Thank you so much. Chief White Duck, no stranger to our committee, certainly. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone. First and foremost, I'd like to acknowledge the elders for the prayer this morning. And, you know, all those who got this whole process and got this project going, Nadley, and our elders from all the communities who contributed to this. It is a document that should move forward, and I believe. I'm sure your members in the City of Ottawa and the people who vote you in would be very acceptive of this. And, you know, it's just an important process, I believe. And it's going to be quite disappointing if it doesn't get passed or the motion doesn't move forward with your city and if it doesn't move forward. You know, this is why it's so important to reiterate this, that the only way to move forward in terms of reconciliation is to work with the First Nation communities who want to work with the City of Ottawa. And it's fundamentally strong that we remind you that this is the unceded territory of the Algonquin and Anishinaabe people. And this has to be made aware. And you're doing a great job doing so with the name-ins and everything going on. But, you know, when we met with Jim Watson, the mayor of City of Ottawa, on January 17th, He brought forward a motion to rename Wellington Street Reconciliation Way. And I had a little bit of a problem with that when he approached myself and Chief Wendy Jocko. And I asked, how could you rename a street Wellington to Reconciliation Way when you don't? And I asked, what is reconciliation to you? And the mayor couldn't answer that question. So for yourselves and all the council members here, it's important you understand the meaning of that word and understand that the people who vote you in as leaders of the city of Ottawa, that you have a firm answer when someone asks you this, because you don't want to be caught empty-handed and not being able to answer that question, right? Because what is reconciliation to you? If I ever to ask everyone this question, it's a very difficult question to answer. So I'd say just be accountable to the people and to the Algonquin and Anishinaabeg people. And having that answer when you are asked that question is very important, because we could all say we want to have reconciliation. We all want to move forward. But if we can't even answer that simple question, then can't move forward, right? So I do hope this motion does get passed. I do hope that the city understands my plea that this is a positive step forward, and the people of Ottawa should be made clear that this is a one good step towards reconciliation. I always feel like, you know, we always take one step forward, but sometimes we take two steps back. So we're always behind. So that's what I want to highlight the importance of. And thank you to everyone, and good luck to Lindsay Kirby McGregor in her role in getting this whole project started. And once it's adopted, she's going to be very busy with all four of us and the communities involved in this. So Kichimigwech, and hope everyone has a great day. Okay.
Kichimigwech, Chief. Wise words, and thank you for that. Councillor Dan Kahoko.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to acknowledge and say thank you to the elders for the prayers and good work this morning. I also wanted to say the same to my fellow Algonquins who just finished speaking. Chief Wendy Jocko was not able to be here, so she did ask me to stand in and say a few words if it was on the agenda, and I see that it is. She didn't leave any particular message, so I'm going to go back to an earlier experience that I had working with the city in respect of culture and cultural protocol at the time. I put forward the idea that the city of Ottawa is located on unceded, unsurrendered Algonquin traditional territory. And it's also a place of that Canadians come to visit as their national capital, but it's also a place where the international community comes into Canada as well. We have embassies here, we have all kinds of places like that. And I said, the one thing that the city needs to have by way of a cultural demonstration is for those people, whether they're from within Canada, whether they're First Nations from elsewhere in Canada, whether they're international visitors, they need to know and they need to understand that they are on Algonquin traditional territory. They need to know that. And there needs to be some cultural displays put up within the city, around the city, to actually demonstrate that. So I take that is one thing that I was worked for in the past. I know we have put a cultural worker in place to work on a number of projects, and I haven't given that kind of information to him. I believe that Natalie, who has been involved with the for quite a long time, is aware of what my thoughts were in relation to that kind of messaging. But I do believe that, you know, we really need to put our brand on this territory, on the city, because it is in the heart of our territory, our traditional territory. And the cultural things that around supporting us, I applaud that. I believe that they're very much on board with working with us. And I think we're very much on board with advising them about the right way to do things. So that's what I would say. The protocol, I think, is a very good initiative. It outlines some of the stuff that we can actually work to improve our relationship and tell the world who we are. I really believe that that's the case. I know that Chief Wendy Jocko supports doing that, exactly that. And I stand behind her from our end. And I know that the Chief of Council, the full council here, would also stand behind that. So the West people, keep up the good work. I mean, as I do, but just fast from what I can see. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor. And today is the culmination of that commitment to continuing to work together on these very, very important items. So I thank you so much for that tangible example of something that we can do to work together in reconciliation. So thank you so much, Councillor. We truly appreciate your time with us today. Dan, do you have anything further before we bring the item before the committee?
No, Chair, that is the extent of the presentation, and we're open to questions.
Thank you very much. Questions to staff? Councillor Fleury, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair, and I won't be too long. I too want to thank the Chiefs, elected members who came to this morning to speak candidly to us and also to share opportunities and synergies and challenges that we have and will face together. Chair, I'm not sure if it's best suited for the city to respond, or maybe in reflection of what Chief White Duck was saying, I would want to create that space if that's possible. But with the 19 objectives that are in front of us, how does he see best fit for us to find a kind of a continued sounding board, so that if there are issues that arise, we can quickly respond, evaluate, and improve on. And I'm curious to understand, and from the city, but also from Chief White Duck, because I believe his comment was very very fair, and we have to recognize those challenges that we all face. So, Chair, I'm in your hands, but I would love to hear from Chief White Duck some clarity, and maybe Dan after could add or clarify from the city's perspective.
Certainly, Chief White Duck, please, if you'd like to go first.
Yeah, no problem. As I mentioned, I think your city has to approve this motion, get this project in, get this protocol in place. First and foremost, as I mentioned, it's important that the city understands this. And this right now is a perfect and great step towards reconciliation. You know, you have to work with the First Nations people, not demand what the First Nations have to do, right? That's not the way it should be presented and worked around. So you got some great partners here, Councillor Matt Fleury. We're dedicated to helping you if this protocol is implemented and worked on. And, you know, there's many implementation, as you mentioned, to work on, you know. And the only way to move forward in terms of, as I mentioned, reconciliation is work with the communities. We're not your enemy. We're your friends. We're your allies in a modern day society that we live in here in 2022, you know. But rightfully so, you know, we've never surrendered, or we never gave up the title and territory of the land that you're all standing and sitting on right now. And so this has to move forward, and you know, I just want to say we're willing to work with you. Just give us a chance to work on this protocol for the next four or five years.
Thank you, Chief. Grand Chief Robinson, please. Yes, go ahead. Oh, Grand Chief, if you can just remove yourself from mute. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
no, I just want to continue to elaborate on the relationship piece here. This has been an ongoing work for some 12 years now. And, you know, and we've built that rapport and we continue to build that relationship and that trust with the city of Ottawa. Absolutely. And as the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation, we're absolutely committed to this process and working with the city of Ottawa. You know, the city of Ottawa is the heart of our territory. And I know this is the first step and this is a solid framework now that can guide that relationship. And it is a living document. So as things come up in the future, we're definitely committed to being a part of the solution. And that's where we want to be. You know, our people have been here at the heart of our territory, welcoming settlers from time immemorial. And we still are here today. And we still want to continue that work as well, because we know that it's such an important place in our territory for our culture and our identity as the Anishinaabe. So, Chiniwich.
And then from the city side of this collaborative table, Dan, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. One of the things that Natalie mentioned earlier is that right away in 2022, one of the action plans is to form a consultative circle. Because we understand that it's been a while and we've been working, Natalie and her group have been working closely with our partners. But there was a sense that there is a lot of work on the table here. And I think that the point has been made that, you know, actions need to be strong now. And we didn't envision a situation where we would go off and do this on our own, that we needed a mechanism. And so we will work to get that circle established, to have a governance and a consultative process that works. And it is a work in progress. And so if what we designed and recommended through this needs to be modified, we will do that. We are open to that. We're open to finding something that works so that there is good communication, good consultation, and good progress. So we think we have an immediate mechanism in place to get off on a solid launch with everybody talking to each other. Thank you.
Seeing a lot of nodding heads around the table while everyone was speaking on that one, which is always a very good start. Councillor Fleury, please go ahead.
Yeah, Chair, thank you so much. And thank you, Chief Robinson and White Duck and Dan, for your answers. Maybe Chair, and I don't know that we'll resolve this at this table today, but for our consideration, I appreciate the circle initiative and let's not slow down that process. But as we end this term, I think it is important in the future terms that council look at a liaison role for an elected member, either from this committee or from council as a whole, because right now, as we can see, we have elected members that are with us today. And it's great to have staff support. It's great to have a community support more broadly. But I think it'll be important also to have a council liaison, as we've done so successfully in gender equity and in racial efforts as well. So in breaking racial barriers as well. So I want to make sure that we consider that maybe that chair through you or directly to Dan. I see Dan nodding as well. I don't know if it's part of that governance or if we give direction to the clerk to consider it for next term. I'll leave it in your capable hands.
Thank you very much. No, I think that's an excellent point to be making, Councillor. I'd like to on behalf of the committee, move that as a direction to the city clerk's office to have that to be considered as part of our first governance report upon reconvening council post the 2022 election. I think that that's an incredible idea and a great contribution to the committee today. Thank you for that, Councillor. Councillor Kavanaugh.
Thank you very much, Chair. I like that suggestion. My question was actually going to be about the role of councillors in working on this. I realize it's more directly with staff in the city, but I wanted to know where counselors fit in. To make sure that we're following protocol, et cetera, and that we're, you know, part of the solution and part of that working together. So I do like that idea of a liaison. And of course, there's a lot of intersectionality as I'm aware, as the liaison on women and gender equity. So obviously it's working together on that as well. But any suggestions for counselors as well is very helpful. Thank you.
That's an excellent question. And I think that, you know, part of strengthening our ties between the host nation and the city of Ottawa are those interpersonal relationships that can be developed between Ben councils and our council as well. And I think that, you know, there's obviously a lot of learning to do on our side. And I think that the best way to do that is between individuals, you know, being able to, you know, in the spirit of friendship and collaboration, being able to ask those questions and work together and work through these things. I think that's an excellent question, counselor. Would it be most appropriate for our staff to comment on that, or would any of the host nation chiefs or counselors wish to comment on that? Yes, please go ahead, Grand Chief.
Okay. I think those ideas are great, you know, in terms of moving forward with the relationship, because like I said, this is the first step of this. And I think if we can figure out better ways to work together, you know, we're all, you know, selected to lead in our communities and you as counselors as well. And I think there could be a process that even at that level, looking at, you know, doing some of that work vis-a-vis together, you know. And implementing it that way as well could be another aspect to this too. You know, it's, you know, my understanding of the city of Ottawa is that, you know, you have a large organization with many different departments. And I think for us as the Algonquin Anishinaabe Nation here, what we need to be looking at is tying in, you know, at the proper way. And I think, you know, that conversation could be furthered in terms of how we see that and how we see our role in taking our seat at the table, you know. And I really appreciate, you know, these ideas and stuff. And I think it's open to further discussion. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Any further questions, Councillor Kavanagh, or comments?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
This is a wonderful discussion. Thank you very much for all the contributions to it today. Councillor Deans. We just can't hear you.
Sorry. Chair, you asked about the role of council. I do believe that there is a significant role for each of us in fostering our own knowledge and understanding. When I was the chair of CPS last term, I worked closely with many of the leaders in the communities, and we actually went to visit the reservations and spend some time with the communities. And I think that was very helpful for all members of council. So I might suggest that that's something we can do. I think the more understanding that we have and the more ties that that bind us together, the better it will be going forward. And I think I could answer the question of what reconciliation means to me. And I think the more we work together, the easier the answer to that kind of question would be. So that would be my suggestion. Thank you.
I think that that's an excellent suggestion. And I think that this committee would be very open to an invitation of that sort to garner better understanding and knowledge. I think that that would be a wonderful idea. And thank you very much for that suggestion today, Councillor Deans. Councillor Brockington, please.
Thank you, Chair. Although I don't sit on this committee, I'm here today because this report and progress is important to me, as it is to the city and our allies in the First Nations in this area. And I wasn't planning to speak, but I just want to compliment some comments that have already been made. And that is, I strongly believe that progress and deeper and more meaningful progress between our First Nations brothers and sisters in the city can be even better if we have opportunities to meet each other. As a city council, we have not sat down with our First Nations brothers and sisters in an informal setting, not to have a business meeting, but simply to meet one another and talk and learn from each other. And I know this term of council is slowly coming to an end, and maybe opportunities are perhaps better for the next council. But I strongly believe that in most situations, you can make much more progress together if you have opportunities to get to know each other on a personal level. And that's been lacking from the city of Ottawa. The mayor might reach out and have one-on-one meetings, or committee chairs, or even our staff who have gone for visits, and that's great. But if it's nation to nation, we have to show up as a council. And I think as our chair, if you could take that away from me and raise that with the mayor, I very much want to sit down with our First Nations brothers and sisters for that conversation. I've had Chief White Duck, the older Chief White Duck, I'm not sure if it's the father of the current Chief White Duck in River Ward for events, appreciate those opportunities. But I do think those informal conversations are just as important, and I would like to see that happen. So thank you.
My commitment to do so, Councillor Brockington, an excellent contribution as well today. I do see that Acting Grand Chief McGregor would like to speak on this item, so please go ahead.
Miigwech, Matthew. I'd just like to share that we're here, and you know what a history of our nation has looked like and the things that we've gone through, and we must always keep moving forward and keep our eyes on the horizon and keep our shoulders back and our chin up. And this protocol is a beautiful seed of a new relationship and a new direction with a vision that honors and respects us and we help create we have to work together, and this commitment and the ideas and these discussions are key to getting to that place that everybody wants to be. So Miigwech, and thank you.
Chief Miigwech. Do we have any further questions on this item? I think that it's important that we have a strong endorsement of the three items in front of us going into council. So I'd like to propose that we vote on each item, please. So the three recommendations coming out of this report are: one, so we'll vote on each, receive and approve the City of Ottawa Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation Civic Cultural Protocol and Implementation Plan attached as document one and as outlined in this report. On item number one, is this item carried?
Carried.
Carried.
Excellent. Item number two, direct staff to initiate the recommended actions toward achieving the objectives outlined in the implementation plan section of document number one. Is this item carried?
Carried.
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 Thank you. Item number three, direct staff to report back to Community and Protective Services Committee and Council on the status of this implementation plan actions by Q2 2024. Is this item carried?
Carried.
Carried.
Excellent. A strong endorsement of this report at this committee. This will rise to council at our next meeting, and we very, very much looking forward to getting started on the work that we've begun today. Thank you so much to the elders, to our poet laureate, to our speakers today, to our grand chiefs, chiefs, council members that have joined us to speak today. Your wisdom was well received, and we certainly appreciate this first step toward a beautiful and successful strengthened relationship. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Item 3, motion appeal of consent to sever decision for 1962 Brophy Drive. Carried. Community and Protective Service Committee Report Number 24, Rapport Number 24, Comité de Service Communautaire et de Protection. Item 4, City of Ottawa, Anishinaabe, Algonquin Nation Civic Cultural Protocol and Implementation Plan. Ville d'Ottawa, Protocole Culturel Civique Relatif à la Nation Anishinaabe Algonquin et Plan de Mise en Ouvre 2022-2026. Carried. Thank you for everyone's input. Item 5, Recreation Renewable Funding and Facility Access, Financement. I'm pleased to welcome my council colleagues this morning for our second in-person council meeting this year, and to a number of special guests who we'll hear from in just a moment. We have a special presentation this morning. I want to thank Elder Amy Bailey and Elder Albert Dumont for joining us this morning to deliver Indigenous blessings. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to all our guests, and I'm pleased to recognize representatives of the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation who are joining us remotely. Acting Grand Chief Savannah McGregor, Grand Chief Lisa Robinson, Chief Dylan White Duck, and Chief Wendy Jocko and Councillor Dan Kohokoko. I wish to acknowledge that Ottawa is located on the unceded territory of the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. I'd like to honor the land and the peoples of the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation whose ancestors have lived on this territory for millennia and whose culture and presence have nurtured and continue to nurture this land. Il est important de souligner que la ville d'Ottawa est située.
We must I would like to honor the land and the peoples of the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation whose ancestors have lived on this territory for millennia and whose culture and presence have nurtured and continue to nurture this land.
Les années sont piliers des communautés importantes et je suis en train de commencer la
Conseil. Elder are the foundation of indigenous communities, and I'm honored to begin today's meeting with blessings from Elder Bailey and Elder Dumont.
To begin today's council meeting with blessings from Elder Bailey and Elder Dumont.
Good morning, everyone. Greetings from the Algonquin people on the south side of the Gitchissippi. The Chichiman behind me was made by my grandfather, Matt Bernard, who served several terms as chief of Pequawknagon in the early 20th century. While he saw many changes come from our people during his lifetime, I believe that he would be very happy to see that the city of Ottawa is making positive changes in your relationship with us as you live in our unceded territory. Your reconciliation plan of inclusion helps us to feel safe and valued within your jurisdiction in a way that will allow us to help you progress towards a holistic future in harmony with our mother, the earth. Allow me to share my morning prayer with you. Joshko Benezikwe Indijnakos, Nume Indodem, Mamawi Tanakawen Indujibon, Medewian Mamawi Anishinaabe Kwendo. Thank you, Creator, for this day, and thank you for the lives of everyone present. Thank you for all the joy that you bring to each of us today in the many ways that you do. Thank you for relieving all of our various aches and pains and worries and frustrations and hurts. And thank you for helping us to be open to hearing the knowledge that others will share today. Thank you for helping us to treat each other kindly today as we would like to be treated. Thank you for helping us to face whatever challenges come today with integrity. Thank you for helping us to Thank you for helping each of us to be honest today with ourselves and with each other. Thank you for helping each of us to realize ourselves as a sacred but equal part of creation, no greater or lesser than another. Thank you for bringing us to a new understanding of our work together today that makes our hearts happy. And thank you for always watching over our families and friends and each of us, and for bringing us good health, prosperity, and everything that we need to live a good life. Miigwech, 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 miigwech.
Miigwech, Elder Amy, for your special prayer. I'm going just to comment about the having a Anishinaabe Algonquin voice at the City Hall meetings. I think it's the right thing to do, and I feel very positive that the citizens of Ottawa feel the same way, and I'm hoping that the politicians at City Hall will feel the same way as well. The Anishinaabe Algonquin have been here for over 10,000 years. We have scientific evidence of that fact. Our oral traditions know it to be true. I believe that our physical DNA of the Anishinaabe Algonquin is in every pine tree, every maple tree, every birch tree of our resource-rich lands, which include the area where the city of Ottawa is built. For me, it's a creator, you know, when we think about our creation story and why it was that creator felt that human beings that would become known as the Anishinaabe Algonquin would be stewards of this territory. It was a great thing, not just for the animals, birds, and the trees, and the fish of our territory, but also for humankind. We are a unique people. I believe we have our own way of seeing the world, and it's a gentle way. Our people never harmed the settlers and colonizers. Whenever we had the ability to do so, whenever our numbers were greater than yours were. So I think it's just the right thing to do, to have our voice present at City Hall meetings, and to get a perspective of what it is, that relationship that human beings are supposed to have between each other, especially at the time of reconciliation. So that's how I see it, and I wanted to express that at this time. And I wish everyone a good day. And I know you're going to have a good meeting. So Mick Wetch, for allowing me to speak.
Thank you very, very much, Elder Bailey and Elder Dumas, for your guidance and your sage words. Before we move on to presentation, I'd like to take a moment to invite everyone who is able to please stand for a moment of personal reflection.